Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Last name is P as in Paul, R-A, S as in Sam, A-T-I-K, 8/15/49. 75-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of CVA. Patient has been more confused. He has had more episodic symptoms of aspiration. He also has dementia, weight loss, anxiety, cognitive decline, hypertensive heart disease, osteoarthritis, and chronic BPH and hyperlipidemia, period. His blood pressure today was stable at 127 over 91. His O2 sat, though, has dropped in the 80s. He's now on his 86% on room air. He was just placed on oxygen by the hospice medical director, period. That's a huge change in his condition. This has to do with his hyperventilation and his chronic or his end-stage cerebrovascular accident, period. He also suffers from pseudobulbar palsy, which makes him very agitated with crying spells and such. That appears to be better controlled at this time on current dose of medication. His medications, by the way, were reviewed, period. Other changes include falls. He's now still smoking one few cigarettes a day when he can get someone to get him to the outside area. He continues with slurred dysarthric speech, decreased diet, decreased weight, decreased appetite. He's able to, he uses a walker, but because of his overall debility, it's becoming harder and harder for him to use the walker with his stroke and right-sided weakness, period. He's ADL dependent. Definitely ADL dependent, definitely wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. By the way, his KPS is at 40%, and the weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable. His MAC is at, 1 second. Hang on, let me find his MAC for you because that's very important. Okay, so we're still trying to find the MAC on Mr. Who is it I was telling you about? Prosthetic, yeah. His MAC is at... Thank you for waiting. That's very important. Mm. 20 centimeter on the left side. The nurse has also reported pedal edema from time to time related to his protein calorie malnutrition as well as his pulmonary hypertension with COPD and tobacco abuse in the past. Did I say given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live? If I didn't, please add that in. If I did, thank you so much. Bye.